Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you're having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching or listening into today. And I want to talk about somewhat of the recovery that has happened after the great crypto dip of December 21st and 22nd, how you played it, how you can potentially learn about yourself kind of over time, and really, in my mind, why hodling is a thing and why, you know, all these sayings that people say, all these kind of stupid investing sayings that everybody likes to preach about on Twitter and make memes about and all this good stuff, why they actually mean something and why they really do hold true. So let's hop into it today. So right now, as of December 23rd, Saturday, December 23rd, Bitcoin is about $100 below $16,000. On Gemini. If I flip that over to GDAX right now, Bitcoin is at about $15,600. Obviously recovering nicely off of the dip below $11,000 based upon the kind of, wasn't really any news, but just a big sell-off and correction that happened. And depending upon where you got into Bitcoin or a lot of the other crypto assets, because like I always, you know, like in a lot of times when I say this, you know, you can have a level of diversification within crypto, but if Bitcoin dips hard, a lot of the other crypto dips hard as well, and if not even worse. So everybody talks about diversification, and I talk about diversification too, but a lot of times that's simply to ride some of those crazy pumps that might happen on one crypto or another. But the entire asset class of crypto is pretty correlated when it comes down to, hey, Bitcoin just dropped 15%. Guess what? Your altcoins dropping 20, 25%. But when all this went down, a lot of people are freaking out. There was news everywhere. I was seeing on my LinkedIn on the sidebar, you know, Bitcoin's dipping on the front page of CNN, Bitcoin's dipping. Bitcoin's going down 30%. What do? You should panic. Everybody that is a Bitcoin hater, crypto asset hater, is out there saying, ha ha, I told you so. I'm getting text messages from my friends, from my family. Like everybody like, oh yeah, yeah, knew this was coming. It's like, I'm up 5X still in the past couple of weeks. Like, whatever. It's okay. Relax. But depending upon where you got in, you know, perhaps you're brand new to the crypto space, and for that, I have absolute and total sympathy. And, you know, maybe you bought in at 15,000, 16,000, 17,000, 18, maybe even 19,000 plus dollars. And at that point in time, that's a terrifying collapse. And it goes to, I think, prove a number of points as far as things go when you're talking about investing in crypto. Is number one, everybody always says, don't invest more than you can afford to lose. And I think that's really important when you're looking at it is, you always think, yeah, you know, I'm okay losing it. But when you think you're okay losing it when Bitcoin's going up 5, 10, 15% every day, your other altcoins are going up 50, 80, 100%, 300%, 400%. Like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm cool losing all this money. And then there's a 30, 50% correction and you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do if I lose all this money? So I really do think that you have to be mentally prepared to legitimately lose all of the money that you have in crypto. Is it totally likely that the entire crypto asset class is going to go down to zero? No, I don't think that's highly likely, but it's in the realm of possibility, and you have to mentally prepare yourself for that. And you also have to look at your bank account and what is in your crypto portfolio and say, if this goes to zero, can I still pay my rent or can I still pay my mortgage? Is my wife or my husband going to kill me or my girlfriend or boyfriend going to kill me? Is my mom and dad going to disown me? Whatever. Just think about that type of stuff. It sounds stupid, but you really should be mentally prepared, because when it comes down to it, when all this stuff goes down, when Bitcoin goes from $18,000, $19,000, all the way down to, let's see the correction it had over time. But basically when Bitcoin went down, oh, you know, 40% over the course of 3 days, 4 days, and everybody out there is calling you and telling you you're an idiot, do you actually have the conviction to hold on or to make some type of intelligent play moving forward? And I joked about it the other day where when Bitcoin was going down, when the entire crypto asset was going down, and this is on Twitter if you're listening on the podcast, but I said all the newbies out there learning why HODL is a saying in crypto right now. And number one, it's a saying in crypto because there's sometimes you don't have any, you don't have much of another choice. But it's also as we, you know, as you go down, you learn why HODL is a saying. But also as you go back up, so you know you're looking at this and everybody's saying HODL, HODL, HODL. as the entire asset class is just going off a cliff. And then guess what happens? It recovers and it recovers. And hey, we're back to almost where we were before. Now, not fully, but Bitcoin's still below, but a lot of the altcoins have had a nice correction or a nice rise back up, excuse me. And then yesterday I said this, you know, just like that, my portfolio is literally back to where it was on Saturday. So within a couple hours, I lost a significant, I was down probably 35% in my portfolio, a couple hours, snap back, and we're pretty much back to where I was a week ago. Am I fully back to the top? No. But are you ever going to time it perfectly? Not really. So I think that's something you kind of want to concern yourself with. And it comes down to just looking in the mirror across the board at, am I a trader? Am I going to try to buy and find value? And hold on for the long term? And do I have the stones to hold on when something bad happens? Personally, what did I do? I held on. And I bought a little bit more. I didn't buy a ton because, you know, most of my fiat is quite frankly in, most of the fiat that I want to have in crypto is already in there. So I'm pretty heavily invested in terms of the fiat that I have and that I'm comfortable with, the US dollar that I'm comfortable with investing into crypto. It's mostly all in there right now. But so I held on and I bought more. And the thing, the learning lesson here too, is that there are obviously a number of people that sold off. You know, when everybody's telling you, when all the news is out there saying when Bitcoin's dipping below 14, Bitcoin's dipping below 13, Bitcoin's dipping below 12, it's like, I gotta sell. This is going to zero. I'm gonna lose all my money. Guess what happens to, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this right now, you sold to 12 grand, the world's ending, and then Bitcoin rises back up to 15.5, 16K, and then you're buying back in at 15, 16K. And you just lost, not necessarily money, but you lost a good portion of Bitcoin that you had before. Maybe you had one Bitcoin, now you only have 0.85 Bitcoin, something like that. So, you know, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and think like, how am I going to approach these situations? And am I comfortable if this goes down? Because this is not going to be the last time Bitcoin is going to dip 30% in 24 or 48 hours. I promise you that. This is going to happen again. It might happen in 60 minutes. It might happen in 60 days. Who knows? But it is not going to be, it certainly hasn't been the first time that Bitcoin has corrected pretty significantly, and it absolutely won't be the last time. So the next time it does happen, do you have a plan in place? Are you comfortable just holding on to your Bitcoin, to your Ripple, to your Litecoin, to your whatever crypto that you like, whatever crypto that you hold? Are you comfortable with that? Is there a level that you want to sell at? And I'm saying this kind of generally speaking. There are a lot of people that are solid traders out there that understand technical analysis, that, you know, can look at buy sell signals and make accurate calls based upon that, and they can have a great deal of success with that. For me personally, I don't necessarily do that as much. I really don't have the expertise in that. I have just a background in general IT. I can read a white paper. I can get a feel for kind of the overall market sentiment. I can see if the technology is halfway legit or if it's just a load of BS. And I make kind of long, mid to longer term value plays based upon that. So when I'm looking to make a mid to longer term value play, if it dips, I'm not necessarily thinking, okay, I got to sell to pay off my mortgage. I'm thinking, okay, what is the best value for me to maybe add to my portfolio as well? So I think that's something that you definitely want to consider as you continue moving forward in this space. And outside of that, just outside of the little soapbox talk about holding and hodling, and this is why you hodl, this is literally why you hold. Because yes, you're going to take a big correction, but at some point in time, it's going to bounce back up. And unless you are a savvy trader, or unless you're really lucky, either or could happen just as easily, pretty frankly. But unless you're a pretty savvy trader, or you get lucky and you sell the exact bot, you know, you sell at the top and you kind of buy back in close to the bottom, then you could really hurt yourself pretty good when it comes down to it. So I think one of the best things, you know, one of the best things to do is literally only put in the money that you are comfortable losing and come to grips with, if this money goes to zero, then I'm fine. Because if you are mentally comfortable with that money going to zero, obviously any money you lose sucks. That sucks. But if you're mentally comfortable with it going to zero, then it's a lot easier to hold on to it long term throughout these ebbs and flows and dips. And there was some silly meme. On ETH Trader. Let's see if I can pull it up real quick here. But I thought it was hilarious because it's one of those. Where do we have it here? I might not be able to find it off the top, but it was one of those silly memes that happened where it's like, if you're not, here we go. Nope. Besides, y'all got any more that sub 600 ETH? I can't find it. So that was pointless. But it was basically like, if you can't handle me on my 600% upswings, then you don't deserve me at my 300 or at my 30% downswing, something like that. One of those silly things that used to be in every girl's AIM profiles when you were growing up. And it was like, if you can't handle me at my best, you don't deserve me at my worst. They just flipped that on its head for Ethereum. So I thought that was actually pretty hilarious because I think that's the silliest saying in the world. Of course, I don't want to handle you at your worst. Of course, I don't want to do that. Same thing with Ethereum right now. But getting into it, I mean, you can see the level of recovery today, and a lot of altcoins have made a nice bounce back, you know, across the board. You're looking at, what's up, Digibyte? Sciacoin is almost back to its all-time high. It basically hit its all-time high. 0x, ZRX, which I've been into, is crushing it today. Civic, also crushing it right now. A lot of crypto out there. Dogecoin, what is up, my Doges? A lot of these altcoins have made a really nice run, and Bitcoin hasn't fully recovered, but there has been a good number of altcoins that are starting to make that move. So I think, you know, you're looking at Christmas season, it might be altcoin season. It's kind of been altcoin season fairly recently. So this is something to definitely keep in mind. I mean, as far as things go in the future, do I think we're completely out of the woods in terms of this correction? I have no clue, but I approach things like I said before. You know, if we go up, great. If we go down, do I have an opportunity to buy the dip? Do I have an opportunity to buy cheaper altcoins that I'm really confident in and add to my position? Yes. And in that scenario, I was buying Bitcoin and I was buying Cardano when Bitcoin was sub $13,000 and sub $12,000. So that was what I was looking at, was I was buying Bitcoin cheap. I was buying Cardano cheap. Those are right now my, in a lot of cases, my two favorite plays. Bitcoin just for is a little bit large stability there and steady gains. And Cardano, I think, is a really solid long-term play. So I'm excited about Cardano. And that's kind of where my head's at. But I just want to pop in with this video to talk a little bit about kind of my overall general thoughts on what has happened recently and why, if you're not new, I mean, if you are new, if you don't have a specific plan, if you're not a trader, sometimes holding can literally just be the best thing. There is a reason why people joke around about it. There's a reason for all the memes. There's a reason for the HODL t-shirts and all this stuff. It's because in a lot of respects, in crypto at least, historically speaking, it works. And it's beneficial for you. If you don't have a plan, it can really, in a lot of cases, prevent you from getting burned, with the assumption that at some point in time, Bitcoin and your other altcoins, your other assets are going to recover and they're going to be okay. So wanted to pop in with that. No matter where you are right now, wishing you the best of luck in these crazy crypto asset markets, you know, whether it's Bitcoin, whether it is any of these altcoins that are mooning right now, whether you got Sciacoin, 0x, if you're a fellow SHIB, Dogecoin, Civic, whatever it might be, Stratus, Tron, hopefully you are crushing it in the markets right now, or at least you've recovered. And if you are brand new to crypto, if you got in at $17,000, $18,000, $19,000, whatever it might be, I hope this was a good lesson for you. It didn't hurt you too bad, because I know a lot of people are brand new to the space and they're trying to learn as much as possible. And this is obviously really unlike any of the other markets out there right now. So a lot of learning to do, but just take it by, you know, take it and try to learn as much as you possibly can. Learn about your emotions and develop a plan as you continue to move forward to have a strategy in place as you do everything. Outside of that, guys, I do daily videos on the subject of crypto. If you are new here, so hit that subscribe button, the little notify bell next to that. In addition to the daily videos, if you guys are familiar with my crypto happy hours on YouTube Live, pop in. Typically, this is literally last night. I should probably throw this down, but have some whiskey, have some wine, have some water. I don't care what it is. I don't discriminate, but hang out, have a couple drinks with you guys, talk a little bit about what's happening in the marketplace, answer as many of your questions as possible. So hit that subscribe button, the notify bell for that. Thank you guys so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.